Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location in St. Pete's for the 2017 East West Shrine Game. And the gentleman we're bringing to you today is from Florida Atlantic. It's Trey Hendrickson. And prior to going on, he reminded me of another Shrine standout, and that is Mike Catapano, now New York Jets, originally drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reason I say that is Trey has come down here in 2 days. He's just kind of dominated the offensive line and just penetrating, making plays, and it just seems like he's a handful playing at another level, and I don't say that lightly. I mean it, and we appreciate you coming down and speaking to us. What was it like kind of getting this invitation and coming down here?
Well, being at FAU, it's an honor and privilege to play at any bowl game.
Yeah.
I took it as that, and I prepared for it as such. It's not a vacation. It's a business trip, and I've been doing that so far.
Have you always had this size?
Yeah, I've been around. In high school, I was around 220, and you know, through the weight program with Chuck Lobey and you know, nutrition, I've gotten up to about, you know, 265 at the most, 275. So I feel comfortable, and I'm moving around pretty good.
You're moving around quite well. That's an understatement. For you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee. I mean, were you that kid better than everybody else? I guess, you know, I'm asking, when did you kind of start to take that next step where you're just kind of better than the kids around you?
Well, I mean, my dad's always taught me, you know, football, you know, get low like a crab, you know, and all that stuff. And I always used to do it, you know, during Pop Warner. But there was this one game that I've always, you know, gone back on that I really, truly remember loving the game. Okay. I was playing defensive end, tight end my whole life. And I was playing defensive end at this time. I was just, he always told me to run to the ball, Trey. Good things happen when you run to the ball. And, you know, you're just listening to your dad for a while, but you really get that buy-in factor. So the quarterback's rolling out, he stops his feet. I'm coming, screaming off the other end. He pats the ball, and I get to put my helmet right on the ball. Ball goes flying, helmet off. You know, we were destroying the team anyway, so it was running clock. Yeah. So they called the game, and I remember that like it was yesterday. And then I fell in love with the game. I fell in love with, you know, running the ball, and, you know, I fell in love with, you know, the aspect of, you know, getting that real clean hit and making a count. And it's taken off ever since. I had tight end offers and stuff, but I really, truly wanted to play defensive end. It's my passion, and I really love it.
Nice. So you got the back tight end skills. In a pinch, you can maybe do some sneaky stuff on the offense.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Trey Hendrickson, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always available free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and we're looking forward to getting his draft bio page posted at collegetopro.com as well. I asked this of all the guys that come on the show, Trey. I mean, if you know, you're in the film room with some scouts right now. I mean, what do you bring to the position? I guess in your own words. I mean, I kind of explained a lot of it, but I mean, what makes you special?
I feel like I'm relentless in all the drills. You know, I feel like there's something you shouldn't have to coach, and that's effort. Regardless of if you're having a good day or a bad day, it's your job to give your best. And if your best and you're sick is 70%, you better give every bit of 70% that you've got. If you're banged up, you can only give 95%. You better give 95% on your plays. And I feel like they can count on me in that. If they question it, you know, then there's a problem.
Nice. Tell you what, Cal's got to love you going through this process right now. They're just, like I said, I'm excited for you. There's certain guys, like I said, watching you the last couple of days, talking to you right now, and seeing how just your mindset and how focused you are, you just get excited to see what you're going to do at the next level. So it's exciting now talking to you today. Does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes it's film study, leadership quality, maybe the defense you ran where you weren't afforded opportunities to showcase certain skills. I mean, what, I guess, the scouts need to know about you that they've yet to kind of find out?
I feel like I'm athletic enough to, you know, play linebacker also as defensive end.
Right.
I feel like I'm versatile enough to, you know, obviously being taught what kind of drops they want me to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm good enough to, you know, execute that and put it to a T and really get the job done. So if there's something like my athleticism, I feel it's a little bit underrated.
Okay.
But, I mean, I got invited to the Combine, so that's a good place to showcase it.
Nice. And here's some advice for the Combine if you haven't found out yet. When you arrive, bring an extra duffel bag or suitcase, because you will get so much free stuff
that you will not be able to bring it all back. You will leave stuff in your room, and or you'll just give. I've known players who've gone to the airport and they just don't have anything to do with it. You're just giving Under Armour hoodies away.
Yeah.
So trust me on that, and I'll text you when you get there. When you're leaving, I'll say, Trey, did you bring some Devshirt bags? And you, if you're smart, you do it. If not, you'd be like, no, Bo. You know, I left some nice, you know, Under Armour sandals back at the room because I had no more room. So, but that's yeah, that's a true story. We really take heed of that information. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, or anyone that you pattern yourself after?
Well, somebody I've always played after is Ryan Kerrigan for the Redskins.
Yeah.
I liked him when he played at Purdue. I liked, you know, he was productive, and he really worked hard for his statistics. And as he shows up on Sundays, and he's a he's a great guy to really emulate your game after.
Definitely. You know, it was great is when Ryan came through the same Senior Bowl as Vaughn Miller. And when we were down at the Senior Bowl that particular year, we actually, I don't know why we did it there, but we actually had chicken wings and we did the interviews right there. So there's the trio of Vaughn, Ryan, and myself. And till this day, Ryan Kerrigan has the best nickname from a teammate. I guess they got crazy one night, and one of the nicknames on the kids of a Purdue kid was Toaster because I guess he got a tattoo of a toaster on his tongue. So that just shows you. But that'll be a nickname question for you later, but that is kind of like the king of all questions. Are you training anywhere right now?
Yeah, I'm down in Davie with Pete Bomarito. I think he's going to really translate my game from, you know, defensive end and getting those steps right, also to the running form and running a 40 well, and diet as well. He's already making progress that way.
Pete Bomarino's a witch at this, man.
Yeah.
He is just awesome. I know Pete, and like I said, I mean, you see all the pictures and the clients that go through there, so that is just a testament to how dedicated he is to the craft and, you know, take care of himself, too. So,
yeah, I'm a firm believer in you get what you put in, you know, and I don't think he's got a question if I'm going to put any it in. I'm ready to attack the weight room and attack the meal plan and really get this job rolling.
Nice. How long have you been then, you know, been at Bomarito's?
I think it's going on 2 weeks, and then this would be the third week, I think.
Okay,
but I'm
here.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to kind of talk to you in about a month to find out, because you'll probably be looking in the mirror a little bit more because you'll start seeing all that definition breaking through. You know, you were talking about your versatility. Have teams mentioned at all, kind of maybe in the last couple of days, that you playing linebacker at all?
Some people have mentioned it. They said, would you feel comfortable doing that? And I feel comfortable playing anything, if that's punt, if it's running down on new, if it's blocking field goals or blocking for a field goal, I'm ready to do it all. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not much to ask, but I mean, I do take pride in actually being able to do it and, you know, getting the footwork right and learning from the other guys, and I think it'll really take off for me.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Trey Hendrickson, the Florida Atlantic standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft down here at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game. You had an opportunity to visit the Shriners Hospital. What was that like for you?
Well, they said we're going to be making the kids' days when we went there, and I really took it out that they made my day.
Okay.
I mean, you see, like, it's not all, you know, roses in the world, and some people aren't given a hand that they can play with, and, you know, they're smiling more than I saw the guys smiling, and, you know, that's something to really emulate your life after, is you take advantage of every day. And they don't leave anything on the field, and it'd be a mistake if I did.
Yeah.
So it's not just playing for me in this game, it's playing for them too.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, you should be like the spokesman for the Shriners game. If I edit that and give it to them, I'll probably put that on TV. That's excellent. Before we wrap things up, and we do appreciate you stopping by, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with them?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right. Now, female celebrity, Trey. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you taking?
Probably Angelina Jolie.
There you
She's a pretty girl, and I'd like to get to know her more.
Excellent. Well, she was on the show earlier, and we were asking her about the top prospects she thought of that were performed at the East Round game, and she said that 99 caught my eye.
Oh yeah, of course.
So maybe there's something there. This question's a big hit or miss. It's nicknames. And sometimes teams have a ton, sometimes they have none. But in your locker room where you play collegiate football, who had the craziest nickname? How'd they get it?
Nicknames. I'm not too sure offhand. That's a tough one. But
yeah.
I mean, if we swing back, that I could probably pick something up. But on the spot, I don't know if there's anything. There was a couple inappropriate ones, but
okay.
You know, obviously those are the funny ones that I'm not going to speak
now.
Yeah,
did you have a nickname?
No, I did not.
Just Trey?
Yeah, just Trey. Huh? It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked with the Wyoming lineman, Trace Roulier, earlier down here, and he said he had a bad nickname. They called him Cankles, because he said he had big joints. Yeah.
Yeah.
So as a freshman, he was labeled Cankles.
Terrible.
So fortunate that you obviously didn't have big joints because Cankles.
Yeah.
I was like, what a depressing thing to be a freshman. You arrive and you just kind of want to not be kind of,
yeah,
you know, and you got to go home and tell everybody.
Well, back in high school when I played for Rick Darlington, he called me Fredrickson for, I don't know, the first 3 months of me playing, and I didn't have the heart to tell him my name was Hendrickson, so I think that's probably got to be one of the funny things that's got to go.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to correct Coach Darlington for anything. I was just happy to be there.
That's great. You know what, not to get off subject, and if it didn't actually happen yesterday, Coach Schlesenberger, former coach in Miami, legendary coach, one of the guys that worked with him. He was sharing some stories about him yesterday, and he said that he would just kind of call kids their name. And he said one of the kids' name was like the Fabio, and he would just call him the Capo. And the kid's like, he goes, Coach, my name's, the Fabio. And he goes, listen, he goes, it's easier for you, one guy, to just change your name, for all 11 of us to change your name, so you're DiCapo. So,
yeah, great.
Great story. So.
Yeah.
And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He works with Illustrative Creations. He designs and paints cleats. If that would be something you would think about, what would you want on your cleats?
Something on my cleats, like for the game?
No, just for, yeah, I know at the next level, I know week 13, all the guys, if you wanted, you could have something painted on you. You could do charity. Some guys just want the Hulk. Some guys want a charity.
I would probably just, if it was just a regular game, probably deck it out in FAU stuff, throw in some high school stuff, and state championship we won, and I think it looked pretty sweet.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. We always like to tell you, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yeah,
excellent stuff. No problem. Once again, that is Trey, not Fredrickson. Hendrickson here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.